Hi, good evening or good morning. This is Mrs. Heineman. I'm calling in to leave you a message about Parshas Noach and the Dvar Torah. Recently, I was talking to a sister of mine about the woes and the challenges of doing laundry. And I was saying, you know, my laundry, it never ends. It's so difficult sometimes. And she said, well, if we can compare it to a long time ago, right? Doing laundry today is so much easier. You throw it in the machine, you throw it in the dryer. It's so much simpler than it used to be. Could you imagine if we had all this laundry and we had to schlep it down all the way to the river and a washboard and clean it and how difficult it would be? So we should just be grateful that we have laundry machines. And I said, yes, that's true. But if we had to go all the way down to the river and do our wash that way, we would have a lot less laundry. We wouldn't have so many Shabbos outfits and so many towels and so many different things. We would have one weekday outfit, one Shabbos outfit, one set of linen, and that would be it. So maybe it would be easier if we had less laundry, but laundry itself was more difficult to do. So we were having this conversation back and forth, and she says to me, you know, it's very interesting because we did a very big disservice to ourselves. What happened? A very long time ago, things were somewhat simple in a sense. Why? Because you didn't have so many options, right? So you couldn't have a lot of laundry to do because there was no way that a person could wash all their laundry at that time without an electric machine. So what happened? We created it or invented a tool that will help us simplify our lives by, you know, having a machine. But instead of keeping our lives simple, we now created more problems because, oh, well, now that I can wash my laundry all the time, right, I can now have more laundry than I need. And it's not just for laundry, obviously. It's for lots of things, okay? So it used to be that you'd create a Shabbos menu. What would you make? You'd make fish, soup, challah, potato kugel, you know, one sort of main, you know, if that much. And you spent all day doing that because you had to, you know, get your chicken shechted and you had to, you know, collect all the vegetables and you had to grind the fish and start from scratch. So making those couple things was very challenging and very time-consuming. However, we have ovens and we have mixers and we have easy to get around, right? So instead of saying, okay, now that it's easier to make the challah and the potato kugel and the challah and leave it at that, we make it much more complicated and we make our Shabbos menus that much more difficult for ourselves. So really, had we left our lives as simple as they were once we simplified them, we would have been a lot better off. So it's interesting because there's an opinion that Noach, in a certain sense, caused the mabul. So what? Obviously that sounds crazy, right? We know that Noach spent 120 years trying to convince the world that, you know, that we shouldn't have the mabul and that they should repent and they should do tshuva and they should do different things to help the mabul not come. So how can we say that that Noach was the one who did cause the mabul? So it's very interesting because there's a Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, Parakei Pasuk Chaf Tes, that explains the name Noach and why Noach was given his name. Noach was given his name, it comes from the Shoresh of resting. Okay, Noach is to rest. Okay, so what does that mean, that Noach was named after resting? What does that mean? So it explains that he caused the world to rest. Rashi explains that Noah comes from the word rest because he helped the world rest. Well, what does that mean? How did he do that? Because he invented two things. Two things that Noah invented was the sickle and the plow. A sickle is a curved knife. Okay, so it used to be that when they would go through and they would have to kind of weed out thorns and thistles and different things that would grow in the ground in order to plant food, they would have to go, and one by one, they would pull out of the ground the thorns and the thistles and the weeds and the different things that they wanted out of their field in order for them to be able to plant proper things and food and crops. So what did Noach do? Noach invented a sickle, which instead of having one person pull out one thorn at a time, one person can actually pull out 50 at a time. The way it was shaped and the way it was done, a person could weed out 50 thorns or thistles at a time. He also invented the plow. And the plow, as we know, obviously has become much more sophisticated since the time of Noah, okay? But essentially, it's the same idea where you have, instead of using a shovel and going through a field and overturning it in order to plow and plant, you have some sort of machine that goes through and does that work for you on either side or both sides. Obviously, at the time of Noah, it was they used animals. Today, we have, obviously, trucks and different things that do it as well. So Avraham Avinu invented these two incredibly powerful tools that sped up agriculture way faster than it had ever been. So the question is, now that people were able to plant and farm so much faster, they had a lot of time on their hands. So the question is, well, what do they do with that time that they now have? What do they do? And we know that ultimately they didn't do the right things. They started to sin because, potentially, of this extra time that they had. So did Noah actually cause the mabul? Again, I don't know that he actually caused the mabul, but something that he invented helps people have extra time. And instead of using that time in a way that they should have, eventually being idle and, quote, being bored, right, is what caused them to end up sinning and do the wrong things, which eventually caused the mabul. And I think that this is like a super relevant message for today. Today we're super busy, right? There's always so much to do. There's always somewhere to go, something to buy, something to accomplish. And life just all of a sudden just like passes us by. We go so fast. We're moving so fast. We're multitasking. And all the upgrades in technology and electricity and all these different things, whether it's, driving in your car and being able to get from here to New York in just a couple hours, right? You can get on a plane, go to sleep, and wake up in a different country or a different continent, right, in just a couple hours. It used to be that you couldn't do that. You had a friend getting married, in Muncie. You're not making it to the Chasana. That didn't happen. It would take you a week just to get there. So today, you have a VAR. You could jump into the car, and you can go to Lakewood. You could be there in a couple hours and be back and not even tired. So there's so much we can accomplish because of the technology that we have. So the question is, well, what do we do with that time? Okay, do we keep making ourselves busier and busier and busier, trying to constantly fill ourselves so that we're never bored and we're never stopping and we never have a moment to think or to stop or to breathe and to prioritize our lives? Or do we say, I have extra time in my life because I have these conveniences, and take a step back and look at our priorities and look at what's important to us and do it that way. Let's take a message and a lesson from the mabul. Let's give ourselves time to stop, to think, to slow down. What are my goals? What's important to me right now? We're just coming off a very intense time of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, right? And we took on Kabbalah, and we did different things, and we're trying to grow. And in a sense, we're still on that high, right, from Yom Tif, and pushing ourselves to be better and to be growing people. And let's make sure that the extra time that we have in our days, which might not feel like it's extra, right, but the different things that technology affords us, make sure that with all that we have in our lives, we take the time to stop, slow down, and think, make sure that we're doing what we are doing and making sure that we use our time right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful Shabbos.